This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news and nutrition channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Rita Katona, founder of So Good Baby and the So Good brand that is dedicated to creating deliciously simple, nutritionally outstanding, better for you food and beverage products. Rita, certainly a pleasure to have you with us on eHealth Radio.
Good morning. Thank you.
And good morning to you, and thanks for joining us. Now, for starters, why did you decide to create So Good brand, and what was the impetus for adding in baby?
Absolutely. The whole goal was to make it easier for people to have healthy options on the go. Ultimately, people want solutions. Everyone wants to be healthy, and there's just so much noise in the marketplace. I mean, if you think about it, all the marketing messages out there, low fat, low carb, low sugar, diet this, sugar-free that, there's just a lot of marketing, and there's a lot of confusion on the part of even the most savvy consumers. So 3 years ago, I quit my corporate job. Man, that was scary. And jumped right in, and we built a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility, first of its kind in the Midwest. And at the time, no one was making cold-pressed juice outside of juice bars, and that was our first product line. And we grew really quickly, and within the first few months, we expanded into dairy-free nut milks and launched a cold brew coffee line, and which is now carried at Target. And so in terms of the impetus for adding baby, as we got closer and closer to consumers, we learned that they were literally hungry for more. More products made with real food, made from real ingredients, things they could trust. And as a manufacturer, we first looked at what we know and what we love, and that's produce. And we looked at what product categories were just screaming for innovation in terms of revamping manufacturing processes that could result in a product that was of significantly higher quality. And at the time, our god kids were small, and as they were running around and we were spending time with them, my husband and I noticed that their beloved pouches that they were carrying around with them everywhere were made from the same ingredients, fruits and vegetables, that we used in our production of our juices. But these pouches were shelf stable. And so we got to thinking, well, fruits and vegetables shouldn't have a non-refrigerated shelf life of months or years. And so that ultimately started the gears turning in our heads. And right away, we knew it, that we could do this better. We could do this a lot better. And so we set out to make the freshest, purest, safest, and most nutritious baby food that's ever been made.
And that is quite a backstory, and you were certainly courageous in leaving your corporate job to do this. Congratulations for being proactive as well in all regards. Now, baby foods usually are shelf stable. Can you tell us why you developed a perishable product that requires refrigeration, and are there benefits associated with this, and why is this so important?
Oh, absolutely. So baby's first foods are fruits and vegetables, right? And the most important reason for anybody to have fruits and vegetables, and especially babies, is because you're getting vital vitamins and nutrients and enzymes found in those fruits and vegetables that you can't get from anywhere else. And most of those nutrients and enzymes are highly heat sensitive. And so when they're typically in order to make them safe for distribution, they're subject to high amounts of heat, pasteurization, and multiple rounds of that. And that's what results in the product being shelf stable. But unfortunately, that creates a product that is devoid of all of the nutritional integrity that was present in the fruits and vegetables in the first place, which is the reason that you want to give those things to your baby. And so shelf-stable product also has a flavor that's significantly different from the fresh fruits and vegetables. I don't know if you've ever tried market baby food, but the taste, the smell, and often the color is not something that's very appealing and doesn't necessarily bring to mind, you know, an appetizing bowl of fresh fruit or something that you would pick off of a tree. As we started to research the industry as well and toward manufacturing facilities, it became increasingly worrisome and scary to me, looking at how these products were produced, in terms of converting what was once a ripe, beautiful piece of produce into what ended up in consumers' hands. And so, the process was something that was very lengthy and often resulted in, and even today results in the fact the product that gets into the consumer's hands was probably a piece of fruit or a vegetable years ago. And so that's not something that most people, when they find out the truth, want to give their babies. And so because of that, most people that have the time try to make their own baby food. And even that don't have the time, they give it a crack and they're trying to find better ways to give their precious babies the highest quality baby foods that they can. But that's something that until the launch of our line and the advent of some new technology was not possible. And a lot of moms are spending a lot of time trying to do this themselves, and it's just really, really hard. Consumers are busy.
And that is certainly true. Also, what is high pressure processing, and what does this mean in terms of vitamins and food nutrition?
So it's a great, great question, and ties into what we were just talking about. And this is the new technology that is allowing for the manufacturing and distribution of products, including our baby food, that is not shelf stable and is far nutritionally superior and needs refrigeration. So anytime you need a product that goes out into grocery stores or into distribution channels, there has to be a step called a kill step, which pretty much just means an approved method for killing bacteria, mold, and potentially harmful pathogens. Typically, that process has been heat pasteurization. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, all of the good stuff, vitamins, nutrients, and enzymes that are found in fresh fruits and vegetables are mostly heat sensitive. So when they're subjected to the high heat of pasteurization methods, the nutrient content is changed significantly. And so is the flavor, which is important because as you're palate training little ones, you want them to get used to the flavors of fresh fruits and vegetables. High pressure processing is an alternative kill step to heat pasteurization or other pasteurization methods. And basically, it is a method of using incredibly high pressure via ice cold water to kill bacteria and pathogens that are found in the product. It is something that this process happens at the end of the production cycle. So product that's already sealed in packaging goes into these giant hyperbaric chambers that are then pumped full of ice cold water. And they are pumped full of so much water that the pressure is actually equal to like 30 miles under the ocean. So that extremely high pressure kills the bacteria, but because the water is ice cold, there is no heat that would degrade the nutrients or enzymes. So this process has been around for a couple of decades, but really has only been utilized in widely in the food industry in the last 5 to 10 years, and is the technology that has allowed for the booming growth and distribution of cold pressed juices and some other products that really have been revolutionary to making clean ingredient products available more widely.
Today we are speaking with Rita Catona, founder of So Good Baby and the So Good brand that is dedicated to creating deliciously simple, nutritionally outstanding, better for you food and beverage products here on eHealth Radio's health news and nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Rita, we know that you go above and beyond with ingredient safety testing for your baby product. Can you share a bit more information about this process and why you do such rigorous testing?
Absolutely. So, when you only have one or two ingredients, like most baby food, they better be good, right? So we do go above and beyond, and we use a testing method, a process that is actually something that is first in the industry. So we pre-screen our ingredients before any type of ingredient that we use in our baby foods ever even comes into our possession to turn into product. We have our farmers and producers send samples to third-party labs that test for 45 different contaminants. So the first step is we won't even talk to anybody or start this testing process if they're not non-GMO and certified organic. But this 45-step screening process is something that goes above and beyond any existing certification today, testing for not only the presence of antibiotics and pathogens, things like heavy metals that can be found in soil. And that is something that, like I said, there's nothing, no process, no certification that would test for that. Depending on what area of the country or what area of the world things are grown in, you could be buying something that is certified organic, but there could be high levels of lead or cadmium present in the water, and present in the soil, and those things would be getting into the produce, which then when that produce is the single ingredient or one of two or three ingredients in baby food, and it's pureed and you're giving it to your baby, then you're potentially giving them a highly concentrated dose of something that you don't want to be giving your baby. So we screen for those things as well as the presence of things like phthalates, which even though we, and BPA, so even though we use extremely safe packaging that is BPA and phthalate free, during the transport process of getting the produce from the farm to our production facility, we don't have control necessarily of what kind of packaging the producer or the farmer uses to ship things to us. So hence this extremely rigorous above and beyond testing process to make sure that our incoming ingredients are the cleanest and safest. And so once we turn those pure organic fruits and vegetables into purees and package them and they go through the high pressure process, ice cold water bath, as we like to call it, all of the nutritional integrity is maintained. We make it safe because the bacteria is killed, and it preserves the flavor profile of the fruits and vegetables, which I mentioned palate training before is extremely important because you want your little ones to be familiar and like the flavors of fresh fruits and vegetables, not the cardboard and semi-tasteless mush that can be the result of high-E pasteurization methods.
Well, Rita, well done in all regards, and certainly has been great to have had you this morning. For our listeners, where can they buy So Good Baby and other So Good brand products, and where can they get more information?
Absolutely. So our website has a wealth of information. We ship nationwide. The baby food has its own website. So that's www.sogoodbaby.com. And then our cold pressed juices and coffee beverages are on sogoodsoyou.com. And like I said, we ship all of our product lines nationwide via FedEx next day air in recycled shipping containers with recyclable gel packs to maintain their freshness.
Well, you've certainly got the bases covered. Again, Rita, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you so much.
We have been speaking with Rita Catona, founder of So Good Baby and the So Good Baby brand that is dedicated to creating deliciously simple, nutritionally outstanding, better-for-you food and beverage products. And for more information, simply visit SoGoodBaby.com or SoGoodSoYou.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news and nutrition channels a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.